One of my favorite Catholic authors is a man by the name of G.K. Chesterton. He died, I believe, in the 30s, so he's been deceased for a while. His name, G.K., is short for Gilbert Keith, but people just usually refer to him as Chesterton. I've seen pictures of him, and he's described, and the pictures prove it to be true, that he was a very large man. And he had a very loud voice and an even louder laugh. And his personality matched. He could walk into a room and people knew he was there. And he had a lot of joy in his life. He was married to a woman named Frances, and the story is told that one morning he got out of bed and he walked over to the window and pulled back the window blinds and looked outside, and with his very loud and booming voice says, "My goodness, Frances, it's green." She looked at him and said, "What's green, GK?" He said, "The grass." She said, "Of course it is." And he said, "But God could have made it any other color, and he made it green." I don't know how that conversation ended, but I've seen the look among spouses with the roll of the eyes and the shrug of the shoulders. Never experienced it, but I've heard rumor that it happens. There's a sense of wonder that GK had with the world. And that sense of wonder and awe and mystery is an important part of our life as humans and as Christians. And with that in mind, I think that when we look at this text from St. Luke's Gospel, his iteration of the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, that first sentence that he gives us could be so easily looked over, where Jesus says, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name." Now, the word hallow is not a word that we use too often. So perhaps reverence or awe or mystery, wonder, those words might resonate with us a little bit more. But what Jesus is trying to teach us in this simple prayer, yet so profound, is a sense of wonder and reverence to God, to his name, to creation, since he is the creator. Certainly, when we relate to God, to treat his name with reverence and love and respect is an important part of it. I've preached on that before. But I think there's another part that is also of great importance. That just as we approach God as creator with wonder and awe and reverence, that should also extend to his creation. From the earliest days of philosophy, some of the greatest thinkers in the world have pondered this mystery. From the ancient Greek philosophers, particularly Plato, to even the Catholic philosophers of the last century, Dietrich von Hildebrand in particular, have said that reverence is the foundational virtue. That if we don't have a sense of wonder and awe and respect towards the Creator and creation, then our engagement with the world will not be how God calls us to live. If Chesterton got it, Plato got it, countless other philosophers understood it, then I would also propose to you another great thinker of the past century who got it, none other than Calvin and Hobbes. Now, I'm not an expert in Calvin and Hobbes, but I have enjoyed their cartoons over the years. And my favorite of all the Calvin and Hobbes cartoons is this simple three-panel cartoon. The first is the two of them walking along looking sad and bored. The middle panel is a small creek or a stream of water. And the third panel is simply a quote saying, "It looks like the rest of our day just got booked." The sense of wonder and awe is something that we are called to have not just in our relationship with God, but our whole life as we look at the created world. The opposite of reverence, according to some thinkers, is not irreverence, but boredom. And boredom is perhaps one of the besetting vices of our modern culture. that we have been so inundated with entertainment and distraction and the numbing influences of the abundance of things at our fingertips that we become bored with life. There is no longer a sense of reverence, awe, or mystery, but rather a sort of dust of boredom that settles upon our lives. If we consider the violence and addictions that so plague our culture, the root of them could be contributed to a sense of boredom with life. The antidote to that boredom of life is trying to inspire and instill in ourselves and others a sense of wonder and mystery at the great gift of life that we've been given. The wonder and mystery as we behold the Creator and His creation. Jesus gives us a very simple task in that first sentence of the prayer that He taught us. To hallow, to reverence, to respect, to stand in wonder before God as Creator. If we are able to behold the mystery and to look at it in a sense of reverence and awe, then our lives can be changed and that boredom that comes upon us in this culture can be fluffed off. And then, with its sense of reverence towards the Creator and creation, in that sense of reverence and awe, we can truly worship God. Without that sense of reverence, without hallowing the name of God, worship, joy, and the fullness of life will always remain beyond our grasp. Is there a practical side to this? One could say yes or no, depending on how you think of it. It isn't easy to just say, go and have a sense of wonder. How do you do that? But one of the ways in which that can take root in our life is to make sure that our lives move slower, that we can appreciate and reverence the beauty and the dignity of the life that God has given us and rejoice and stand in reverence before the Creator.